It is time for another community spotlight here on 88.1 MyFM and LanarkLeadsToday.ca. Joining me to talk about the Stewart Park Festival is Gary Waterfield, who is coordinating the MyFM Music Tent, among other things, of course, this weekend. Welcome, Gary.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for having me. And thank you to MyFM for supplying our tent at the festival once again this year.
Well, we're very happy to do it. We're happy to support the festival. We've had so many people in talking about it this year. It's going to be one heck of a weekend.
Absolutely. We're counting the days now. We can't wait.
Now, before we get into the music tent here, let's cover a few bases here that
sure.
you wanted to go over. There's a very important environmental presence, again, at the festival this year, as you've struck up the same partnership that you've had in the past.
Well, that's right. We're very pleased again this year to partner with the Climate Network Lanark, really an excellent advocacy group. We partnered with them last year. They will be having a booth again on site in the park, and we encourage all attendees to drop by the booth. They will be taking care of collecting and taking care of all the waste and the recycling and so forth, and also drop by and have a chat with them. They do lots of great work, and they have lots of information about their organization.
Yeah, it's certainly a great initiative, and we cover a lot of the things that they do throughout the year as well. So a great group of people to be involved with.
Absolutely.
Another great group is Yak. We've been speaking with them as well, but really wanted to make sure that everybody knows.
Hey, the duck race is back.
There you go.
We are so excited. So that's going to be happening Sunday in the park at 12:45. There will be a booth in the park for you to sponsor a duck. And we are just so excited. Yak is a great organization in town. They do some wonderful work for the youth of our town. And it's just going to be a fun event. And we're so glad to have it back.
Now, there's two locations where that things are taking place. Of course, Stewart Park and then at the Crystal Palace as well. People often wonder, Gary, about transportation and getting down there. There's a shuttle service that makes things so much easier.
Yeah, that's right, Bob. We are providing a shuttle service again this year. People that are attending the festival can park at the Giant Tiger, at Algonquin College, at Collin Firm, Last Dual Park. We will be having shuttle buses going from those locations on Friday from 3 o'clock on to midnight, Saturday from noon to midnight, and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m.
Just makes it that much easier.
Sure.
It takes one of those factors out.
It cuts down the congestion downtown, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And also, let's get into a bit of the music tent now first. For people who don't know what this is a place where you can be sitting. And this has happened to me at other concerts and so on.
Right.
You get introduced to a band and you're like, wow, I really like that. Where can I get their stuff? I want a CD or whatever.
Well, you got to go to the MyFM Music Tent. I'm the coordinator for the tent. Each year I work with a great bunch of volunteers. We will be open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. What happens is that the artist and or their managers come for us to sell their product, which is usually CDs, LPs, T-shirts, and so forth. I encourage all artists, after they've played on the main stage or in a workshop, to announce that they'll be coming to the tent to sign autographs. And it's a real place for community. I speak with so many people attending the festival and so many artists throughout the weekend. So if you hear somebody you like, come to the MyFM Music Tent, and we'll be glad to sell you some product and also get an autograph from some of your favorite musicians.
Exactly. Pick up some CDs and create the soundtrack for the rest of your summer.
Hey, there you go. Well said.
and speaking of the music, we've, of course, done a deep dive on the lineups for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Right.
One thing that we did want to mention, of course, is the after-hours music.
And oh, yeah.
This has been a really big success as well.
You bet. Get your dancing shoes on. Both Friday and Saturday night at the Perthbury Crystal Palace, we will be having music both nights. The tickets are $15, and you can purchase tickets at the information tent in the park or at the door at the Crystal Palace. On Friday night, beginning at 8 o'clock, we have Red Fox kicking things off, followed by Hadrian's Wall. So Friday night really is going to be a Celtic night. It's going to be great. Lots of dancing, lots of fun.
It's going to be a party.
It's going to be a party. And we're going to have another party on Saturday night, let me tell you. On Saturday night, beginning at 8, we have Keith Glass playing with his band. He's played before. Keith always goes over well. We have the Tony D band playing. And then finishing the night off will be Young Pretty Stones. And I'm telling you, the place is going to rock. So I'll be there after I shut down the music tent and hope to see a lot of people there.
Excellent. Okay. And then We've covered off a few things, of course. There's so much more going on, and you folks have got an incredible website that is just so informative, so easy to navigate as well.
Well, that's right. And our website, just for your information, is stewartparkfestival.com. I encourage your listeners to go and check out the website. And also, I just wanted to point out that when you go to the homepage, we do have a donate button. And we do encourage your listeners to, if they can, to please donate to the festival, because that's one of the ways that the festival keeps coming back year after year after year.
And you can certainly donate on site.
Yes, you can. That's a really good point, Bob. When you enter the park, there will be volunteers to greet you, and we will be having cash buckets. We also will be able to accept donations by tap as well. So credit card or debit card will be very welcome.
Any quick final thoughts for our listeners before we move on here, sir?
Well, I just want to thank you very much for your time today. The organizing committee and all volunteers have been working very, very hard. Tonight, on Tuesday night, we're going to be having our volunteer orientation at the Crystal Palace. We're counting down the days. As you go by the park, you're going to see the stage being constructed. We've got a great array of musicians, vendors. It's going to be a great time. Can't wait to see you in the park for SPF 2024.
All right. Going to be a great time for sure. Once again, if you want more details, just go to the Stewart Park website. Very easy to find. Just Google Stewart Park Festival and you'll bring it up there. We'll have a link on Lanark Leeds today as well. I'm Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening. And thanks, Gary, for being here.
You're very welcome. Thanks very much, Bob.
We will have this interview in its entirety up on our website. And don't forget all those great links to the information that you need for the 2024 Stewart Park Festival online, lanarkleedstoday.ca.